Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, March 14th, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, people. Oh, I'm so excited. It's Master Your Mindset Monday. You know, that's the show that I offer each first Monday, but in this case, it's not, because last week, boy, I had some serious technical difficulties. They had taken my studio out of my web page, or it disappeared, or somebody snatched it or something. I have no clue what really happened, but they got it fixed about midweek, and that meant to me I needed to reschedule the whole thing, which I had done already with my guest. So anyway, here we are, ready to rock and ready to roll. But anyway, I was saying that the show, you know, it gives us a chance to look at things ever so closely about how we think and do stuff. It's a platform that's meant to expand our paradigms and hopefully take us to higher places in our perspectives and on living in general. You know, we frequently talk about some of the dilemmas we face, but mostly we put a powerful and positive spin on these things, because I just believe that that's how we shape our minds best. So master your mindset. That's what we do. We talk pretty openly and transparently about life's haps and mishaps, with the goal of making us wiser and wiser and wiser, bolder, bolder and bolder, fiercer, fiercer and more fierce. Sounds good, right? Well, today we're talking about a fight to the finish, the power of endurance. And I think I could safely say that most of us know how it feels to want to give in, give up, check out of the plan of purpose, faint from exhaustion, all of that stuff, right? Well, my radio BFF, superstar RRR, Cassandra McShepherd, is with me again today, and we're going to toss around some thoughts that we believe can take us all to the next level. Hey there, Cassandra. Welcome again.
Hey, Silver. You know, it's not the first Monday, but it is the first day of daylight saving time, and yeah. I can't think of a better day than to catch yourself before you act out because of that lost hour of sleep. So I think it's quite divine, the timing.
Well, you know what? I'm going to share a little something that I do every year in regard to that time thing. Sometimes I change my clock as early as Friday so that I can already be kind of used to when the big time change actually takes place. So I did it early Saturday this time. And the only time I felt anything was this morning when I thought, okay, it's not really 7:30, it's 6:30, but I'll go with 7:30 because that's what the clock says. And then I, you know, got myself really in a mode to get moving. But that's just a little something, and it has helped me so much not have that feeling of, you know, what typically would happen, you know, years ago. So how are you doing with it?
Well, my 4 o'clock was 3 o'clock, so
yeah,
it's a little different. But
oh, I'm sorry, I asked.
Okay, because well, thank you. Because 10 o'clock last night was the same 10 o'clock. It's just that, but you know what?
Yeah.
Things are what they are, and as you talk about enduring, that's really part of it. Is not to focus on the annoyances of anything, which you can. But just to look up and over and beyond all of that stuff to where you're going. So I knew
Absolutely.
I had to go to work, and I wanted to. It's a job that I love. So I just hauled it on out.
Yeah, and you see, just
put
by
a wig
what
on
said,
it and went on.
Yeah, and you see, just by what you said, why it is you that I like to connect with on this show. Right attitude, right direction in conversation. So I thank you once again for making it possible to be here for this show for me each month. Well, we're going to talk about a fight to the finish, the power of endurance. And, you know, we often talk about things that we know people go through. And we do it again because we want to share our life experience. We're real grown girls. We've been around for a while. And so we feel, as we have oftentimes, that we've got a bit of wisdom, I'd say, that we can impart and share and use to empower and encourage people. So we're not trying to set ourselves up as any, you know, psychological or spiritual gurus in that sense. We talk about what you have so well coined, what we know so far. And so we're going to do that today as well. So I've got five strategies that we're going to take a look at, and they will, you know, fit like a hand in glove for some people, like a cap for others, and, you know, choose what you want to use. It's that kind of a show. So I hope some of it, if not all of it, is very helpful to those who listen. But when I think of in terms of those points where, you know, you need to fight to the finish. You need to try to get past the place where it feels like things have slumped, or you just feel like, you know, what's the point? Those kinds of things. You know, there's a myriad of descriptions of why people feel like, oh, can I make it to the finish line? But the number one thing I put as our first point, Cassandra, is recognize what is happening. And I listed a few things, and of course, you go ahead and chime in. But I put fatigue is normal. We get tired, sometimes exhausted in the midst of something, and that's not an unusual thing. I can remember times, though, when I felt like I was kind of up to my neck. I kind of let some things go, and I look back and I'm thinking, okay, I wish that someone had mentored me a little bit and told me that these places in a plan or a process are pretty normal, because I didn't, you know, I didn't learn those things early enough in life. And so I know now that, you know, you go through that process of getting yourself back together, then you keep going. And so those places of fatigue and stagnancy are sometimes normal. Feeling like you want to give up is normal. Feeling overwhelmed with frustration is normal. Where it's not normal is if you prolong it while when it, you know, have a party with it. That party isn't normal.
That's absolutely true. It's not normal, and it's easier to do, especially in the face of not knowing what else to do. But I think that one of the things that we need always remember, should always remember, as I said, in the face of not knowing what's going on or what to do or being fatigued and not having the energy or information, is that if you are breathing, you are still on point. If you got up, you are getting up to the right track. Life is a journey, and I know that that is so cliche, but the reality is you don't know exactly the steps that you must take. In hindsight, they're very clear, at least for me. But placing my feet in some of these painful, murky, dark, questionable places didn't make any sense at the time. And so we need to, I think, this takes faith. Whenever I invoke things of the spirit, I have to warn you, this is grown folks' business. But it takes not just the word faith, but a real cultivating, because anybody can, it takes a real cultivated knowing, not believing, knowing that there is something loving and greater than you and your current knowing or current issues in play, and that we are always being guided. If we got up that day, we're still in the game. We're always being guided. Because I can't imagine anything else. I think of some of the days and situations that I have lived through. And now I recognize as some of my greatest teachers. But I can't imagine anything else that I could say that would help anybody. Because sometimes stuff just don't make sense. It just ain't what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Or it's not what you know how to do. But yeah. Ooh, I'm still breathing. But it didn't kill me, so wait, what?
Yeah, well, I like that. And it says, as far as recognizing what's happening, recognize the fact that because you're at a place that you don't understand or that you can't really see what's next, it doesn't mean that it's all over and done. And that doesn't mean that's the finish. So that's
truth
really
is
great.
We're not supposed to, Silver. I mean, it's just like, who do we think we are, really? Can we be childlike? No, really. Can we be childlike and have faith?
Yes.
Must we really think we have to know everything? Because when you do, you miss a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, in regard to what you just said, so we got to wake up, we got to get up, put some faith in place, and recognize the reality is that we can take the bull by the horns. And as we're speaking of master your mindset, put our mind over the way the matter looks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number two, I have analyzed the issue or issues and say, what is it really? You know, I think of a story that you told a couple of times that I think sometimes we will, something will affect us, then we think it's somebody or we think it's everything, and we have to hone it down to the real issue. I remember a story that you told where you felt really kind of in a space that you, you know, didn't want to be in, and you thought it was in regard to a relationship, and then you found out that you just really would you share that again?
Yeah. I was lamenting over a lost love whose name I can't even remember at this time. But my heart was broken. I was so brokenhearted. And then I got a call from a client who informed me that he had wired a deposit for an upcoming job that I was to do. So he had wired a deposit into my account. And, oh, my God, I certainly felt better. So it really occurred to me that I had gotten it twisted. I wasn't brokenhearted. I was just broke. So, you know, because it felt like, and this, you know, this heartbreak, or so I thought, was going on for a while. I used the scenario at that time because I think that this is visual and clear, that it felt like this person, whose name I can't remember today, had ripped my heart from my chest and flung it back in my face, dripping blood all over my bleach white silk charmeuse shirt. And then I realized, then I got some money, and I'm like, oh, I feel better all of a sudden. So it's really critical. It's really critical. And never look back. But it's just really important because we are emotions. We as people are so porous, so open to environmental effects and other people's mood, and we're constantly bombarded with information and misinformation and noise. And, you know, we are struggling over mama's fears and daddy's concerns and the world telling you what you can do and what you shouldn't do and how to be safe. All of that stuff, it's really difficult unless you get centered and really look to find out what your problem is. You know, to find out the nature of your tripping. You know?
Yes, for sure. Because it's a simplistic example, but we do it all the time. We will just bring everything else into it, and
we live in states of flux. How are you? And it's so funny because, you know, someone will ask, "Well, how are you?" Well, don't nobody want to hear that. Say I'm great. Claim it, because can't nobody fix it.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Speaking of fix it, point number three is, what are the fix it options? That's the next thing to do. Ask yourself, can it be fixed? What ways can it be fixed? Does it require other fix it experts? But you need to develop a fix it plan. So when we do come to the point where we recognize or analyze what it really is, and that's, sometimes it takes a little work. You know, yours identified itself real quickly, but sometimes it takes a little work to see that it's not everything around you. It's not everybody around you. It's not somebody that's around you. It's an issue that's all your own, and embrace that, figure out what it is, and then make some determinations about how to go about fixing it. What's the answer to it? You know, what do I do about this? If it is actually moving on another plan or process, do that. If it's actually an obstacle, figure out how to get over it or around it. But those are the strategies to take. You have to come up with some fix-it options, because oftentimes we think something is just going to go away. And I think that we do have to help a lot, be instrumental in that process of what we like to eliminate.
Yeah, I am. As I listen to you speak, I'm going to step a little aside from what you said. We always end up in the same place anyway. But I'm reminded of what author and speaker Marianne Williamson says, who lectures on A Course in Miracles, and she says
right.
that there's just one of us here, and by that she refers to the one child of God, meaning that we are all connected, and none of us are, nor could we ever be separate or separated from that divine love, that divine knowledge, that wisdom, that guidance, all of that. And so when I think of just one of us being here, I am reminded to, again, grown folks' business, get centered. How could you really know anything that is that's going to change my situation at its core? And I say that to say that the fix-its are oftentimes realizing that there's no problem. Now, I'm not saying that things are flowing well and working smoothly, or that our hearts aren't hurting or any of that. It's just what I said in the very beginning. If you got up, it's part of the process, and you just can't see it. We slay ourselves with our definitions and our labels of things. It just is what it is. And so how do I fix it? I go back to, again, keeping your eye on a fundamental truth. That you're on purpose, that you're here by divine inspiration and purpose, that you're loved, and that you're going to make it. This is just where you are. So fixing it sometimes can certainly be reaching out to someone who's done something similar to what you think you want to do, finding some information or inspiration. But the most important thing I've learned through my years is you got to be able to get through the night on your own. Because with caller ID, sometimes people just don't want to be bothered with you. We've got to self-soothe. We've got to tell ourselves the truth. And if you don't know what the truth is, you've got to find it. And that truth should nurture, support, and carry you on. Because that's the God in all of us. And that's what it does.
Yeah, and it's a lot of the time very hard to face, because your truth may not look as pretty or perfect or even acceptable as you would like, but it's the best place to start trying to fix anything, good, bad, or ugly, whatever it is. Face the real truth.
It's the only place where we have the power to change anything, and that's with ourselves.
Absolutely, that's for sure. Well, number four, I have determined what the end of the fight should look like. We're fighting to the finish, the power of endurance. I said, if you can imagine overcoming and conquering whatever this place is that you're feeling stymie and stumped and stagnant, what's that place going to look like? Do you look happier? Do you look richer? Do you look debt-free? Do you look like you're in a new business? Are you married? Are you single again? Is it a new career? Are you stronger after a breakup? Are you in a beautiful new relationship, a beautiful new home? You know, the list goes on and on, but again, that was another something that I didn't learn as immediately as I would have liked, is to see the end at the point where I was at. And so in that case, what tends to happen is that you feel like you're walking through a fog, just trying to get someplace that you will land. And that's not always where you really wanted to be. And I can attest to the fact of having that happen to me. And so I think it's important to get that imagery, that vision, that idea, that concept in your thinking of what's it supposed to look like, even if it's just it's the imagined place, the imagined status. It really does help when you know what it is you're supposed to be working toward.
As I listen to you, again, I feel compelled to say, it is good to know, to have an idea of where you're going. But a lot of times, especially if you are living by faith, you realize that if we chart it out and map it out in ink or marker and it's, you know, solid and hard, then certainly we're going to miss it because we can't, with all of our humanness, even conceive the magnitude of miraculous events that lay before us. I think that we just need to still be a little lucid. We need to be you know, just kind of willing to know something bigger. I think about when I was younger, the thing that I wanted, what it looked like for me, that place, wasn't money, wasn't a relationship, it wasn't a job. It was peace of mind. It was simply peace of mind. I've been journaling for 30 plus years. And as I have looked back over them in the past, one of the things that rang consistent, was just peace of mind. And then I realized that the greatest miracle, the biggest roadblock, was to change your mind. A miracle, they say, is a shift in perception. And when you can change your mind, again, this is that whole faith conversation where you realize that the situation may change or it may not, but I'm at home in me, then it doesn't matter where you are or what is or is not clicking or ticking for you on any given day. But if you are at peace within yourself, you have peace in every situation, and nothing can. It is the peace that surpasses all understanding and certainly the appearance of all worldly things. And that happens when you shift your perception, when you change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's great, and just to layer it a little bit, I and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I do get the fact that even though you may have a concept in your mind, be open and flexible enough to know that getting to wherever you think you may be going may have its changes. It may have its detours. It may have. It may be that. Yeah, that you may. It may end up looking like something else, but still a very valuable place to be. A very good place to be. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, we've got one more point, and that's fight until you get there. And my thought and theory is if we can do these first four things that you and I have just talked about, the next thing for us to do then is to put in the mental and physical energy that it takes to get there. And I just want to say this, Cassandra, and then you'll reflect. You and many of the other people who are doing motivational and inspirational radio and speaking, we find ourselves to be some real thinkers, and we couldn't help it. I mean, we can't help it. It's just kind of how we look up and do life. Even the simplest of things, we typically will process into something in some kind of way. I said that to say that we're really in a very complex set of circumstances in life, and to fight often requires us to strategize. That's going to come from our way of thinking. That's one of the primary reasons why this show occurs, to help people see that it does require strategy. It does require a broader perspective. It does require thinking outside of just what you see or experience on a day-to-day basis in order to win the fight ultimately. And we're in a society right now where with the speed of you know, internet processing, phones, and all of that, we tend to not want to think. We tend to not want to process. We tend to have an idea of what we want to have happen without anything actually being put into it to create the impetus or the, you know, to cause it to end up being what we want it to be. That in itself, I believe, is an impossible process unless it is a miracle, and I do believe in them. But I know that the great majority of things that we experience, we have to fight to get there. Sometimes it's an easy fight. And I don't mean fight like intensely. Sometimes it does take that, but I just mean that in order to progress, to get to the finish line, there is often a fight involved, and it's mental.
I'm so glad you said that, because I just could not, I couldn't come with you. First of all, the word fight to me doesn't feel good, because it feels like struggle, and that's something that I choose not to do. I think about so many people running around in circles, being busy, doing this and doing that, and I think about the power of the appearance. And I'm not saying that the power is in the appearance, but I think the power of doing nothing. And I say that to say that a lot of times in all the running and working and attempting to network and set up and manipulate and do all of it, could we not be working for a sense of approval or acceptance? I believe firmly in the inward process, and I will not say fight or struggle because it's not for me, versus attempting to manipulate my world, circumstances, people, situation in any way. I believe in the process of preparing myself to be a receptor of that which I want. I believe in the power of thinking a situation, and that is no small thing. But my sitting and thinking and that inward preparation to someone else might appear as though I'm doing nothing. But I know from my own life experiences that that is an incredibly powerful place. And once you, and as you do that process, that work, once you do it on the inside, then things on the outside, because the inside, the mind, the thought is the creative of the outward. That is the impetus of any outward thing happening. And once you do that, then as the outward begins to reflect that inward creative energy, then you're very clear on where to go, though it might have you still sitting in the starting blocks at the start line when the gun goes off and the other people are running wildly down the track, as long as you know what race you're in. Preserving your energy is not a bad thing. So the fight, which I cannot say because I do not fight, I do not struggle, but the process is real. It's a mental one. And it's a personal one, and it's an inward one, and it's one that I don't set up to allow other people to judge, because God didn't mean them, God meant me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that's a really awesome wrap to the strategies that we just shared. I thank you for that. I'm just going to go over them real quickly, and then we will then I'm going to close, but recognize what's happening. That's the key thing. That, you know, if it's fatigue or giving up, all that's pretty normal. Doesn't mean you really should. Analyze what the issue is, really. You know, what it is. You might be thinking it's one thing. It could be something else. So be sure you are on target with what it is you're needing to address. And then look at how you need to fix it. Might be a lot of options there. And then determine the kind of what the fight should look like, and you know, again, what is it that you're trying to get toward? Is it peace of mind? Is it a happier life? Whatever that the case may be, and then fight till you get there. And that, of course, is putting in the physical and mental energy that it takes to get there. Cassandra, we got about 1 minute, so quickly tell people where to find you.
Oh, I am in the Ethernet, on the internet, CassandraMcShepherd.com. Also, you can spend your mornings with me pretty much wherever you are. In the United States, it would be morning when I am live at Fox6Now.com, and that is Central Time, 9 a.m. You can have a cup of coffee while I do this show called Real Milwaukee. It's a chat fest with a group of fun-loving friends, and we kind of look at things with a spin, if you will, a lighthearted twist to things.
Yeah,
and then
it's
once
a great
a month,
show.
Right here with Silver Ray Fox.
Amen.
On Master Your Mindset Mondays.
Well, thank you, my friend, and thanks to all of you for taking the time to listen. Tell your friends about Foxology Today, easy to find on Blog Talk Radio on Facebook. And in the meantime, I'm going to look forward to chatting with you next time. Till then, make it a great day.